Welcome to Cash Considerations, the podcast that takes you behind the Las Vegas sportsbook from the guys that actually work behind it, with your hosts, Alan Berg, Dave Sharapan, and Matoy Pearson. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The dungeon is live. We are rolling. College basketball, nightmares everywhere. Basketball, trouble.
Yep.
Yeah. So Mo knows what I'm saying, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, my man?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Oh, it's on.
Yeah, I got my big bag of potato chips.
Okay.
I feel like I gotta get closer.
I don't want you to. Hear. You're not gonna choke on them like the Skittles, though. Yeah.
No. Maybe right. The plays, but not the chips. Yeah. I think we'll be fine.
All right. I think they'd prefer you choked on the chips instead of the plays, but that's cool. We can.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. That's not just us or anybody. I mean,
well, that's you yourself. Oh, here we go. Bat phone.
Here,
I like it. Well, anyway, so we're here. As usual, we got the top 25 college football we're going to go over. And we're going to also touch on the NFL like we do and then hit you with our money three here at the end. Shout out to Big Dave, not with us this week, unfortunately. A little bit of a time crunch, little things get out of whack. So hopefully we'll have him back next week. But without further ado, we will get to the top 25 college football. First up on the list, we've got number 10 Ohio State minus 14 at Maryland. And Middle Tennessee State at number 17, Kentucky, minus 15.5.
Mm-hmm.
So either or, Mo, if you have to choose there, Ohio State, Maryland, Middle Tennessee State, Kentucky, where are you headed?
I think I'm off Ohio State for right now, so I don't think I'm going to give any intellect on that, nor do I know much about what's going on, just that Ohio State's kind of been a train wreck down the stretch. I want to kind of touch on the Kentucky game. Looks like it opened 13.5, now up to 15.5, some places 16.5. I don't know if we've seen 17, not really sure. Kentucky's at home, two big losses. Obviously, their biggest loss coming to Georgia, basically to win that division to play their the eventual loser of whoever plays Alabama in the SEC championship. Is that right? Somewhat, yeah.
Sounds good to
yeah,
me.
So, for me, I think it's. It's not, falling apart, but Kentucky offensively just hasn't been as good. Benny Snell's been kind of bottled up for the last few games, even against Missouri, a game that looks like they should have lost. I'm not really trying to bank on it. I think a lot of people are on Kentucky for some reason. Not to badmouth them or anything, but a team that's just been on the decline. Middle Tennessee State's offense is pretty good. They're still playing for something right now. Right now I'm looking to just take the points. Hopefully Stock still has enough in the tank offensively to get them going. They don't get stalled much. They could stay within the number. Maybe an under is good here. It could be a little bit more under. I like the points, though. I'll take Middle Tennessee State.
Right on. All right, next up, we have got number 22 Northwestern at Minnesota. Minnesota laying 3 minus 15 here at Caesars. I believe there's a couple twos out there still.
Yeah, twos. Yeah.
I don't know if they're sticking around long though.
Chips here.
The chips in front of the Don Best board.
All over the place.
Jumping in. That one, and then we got number 19 Utah minus 7 at Colorado. Either or on these two games, Mo.
Oh my God.
And we're talking Utah.
Yeah, so Utah's just for the record, we're already on Minnesota plus 2.5 when it opened.
Nice.
That's going to lose.
Yeah.
Because of the move now. So I'm off. Just for my sake, for me, it's been personal for the past two or three podcasts, and I'm going to continue that trend. So Utah should be good here. Colorado's on the back end of a lot of tough losses. And Utah, who loses Hundley and Zach Moss games, Shelley and our boy Armand Shine, he's the running back now. Seems like he's going to be another one of those Utah, tough, hard-nosed backs. Seems like he can keep the team in check. They just need to not turn the ball over, which they'll be fine. But it seems like Colorado, looks like the coaching there is on the way out. For some reason, I'm forgetting the Colorado's coach's name, but I think he's on his way out. They've already agreed to that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard about that. It's super weird, right? Because he kind of turned the program around.
Right. He was just in the Pac-12 championship 2 years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he's on his way out. Utah's on their way up. They're trying to get Whittingham his first Pac-12 title, which he's deserved, but just the teams are really too good. Mm-hmm. They've got to play Washington, USC, teams like that. So they need Arizona State to lose here this week to Oregon, and they need a big win here against Colorado, and why not do it in a extreme fashion and try to get a win by at least 17 points here against a team that's reeling.
Sure. All right. Last one in either or, if you can believe that, because we got a lot of blowout spreads this week, unfortunately. Yep. Number 9, West Virginia laying 6 at Oklahoma State. And number 20, Boston College laying 1.5 at Florida State.
Like, I think I like both road teams here, which is kind of rough because they're both favored. But I think one that we're going to touch on a little bit later when we get into the money three is West Virginia, who I think is on their way right now. Oklahoma State's a little bit spotty and takes a tough loss to Oklahoma. Man, what a rough way to go out, that 2-point conversion. He just has to throw it in front of him. He threw it right at the ground. Yeah. Derek Carr did.
Yeah, yeah.
He Derek Carr did.
Derek Carr did.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, they lose that game. That's a rough one. Now they're going to play a team who kind of matches the intensity offensively like West Virginia does with the Will Grier and the way those guys get down. So Oklahoma State's been somewhat all over the place. I think we're going to get the best out of West Virginia. They're laying a short number. For good reason, I think they'll cover it. They should win this game by 14 points, in my opinion. I think they're just better. Right on. They're a better team here.
Okay. All right, we will move on to the Get It Back game of the night.
Of course.
Arizona at number 8, Minshew State, a.k.a. Wazoo, a.k.a. Washington State, 10.5.
Yeah, yeah, the Fighting Leeches. Leechy. Yep.
Nickname Central.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, yeah. They put the mustache on him. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And Leach actually retweeted it, and he had a thanking Burt Reynolds.
Oh, he had the nice. Yeah.
He called him a real American legend.
Wow.
Which I think is right. I think it's correct. Sure. Yeah. I got Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery mixed up a couple days ago, and Patrick was pissed. Well, he understood though, but it was totally fine anyway. But it was good. It was good. Arizona and Washington State. Arizona seems like they've kind of picked it up. And where we were talking about where Colorado dropped off, that's when Arizona got their big win against Oregon, followed up with a big win against Colorado, and now they're kind of on the move right now. Obviously, I know you're on the Minshew wagon, which a lot of people are, which I think he's great. Not better than Milton. I'm going to regret that in about 5 years. But this is another big test for them. You can thank game day for their ATS getting kind of off track because of all the stuff they were talking about in that Cal game. Mm-hmm. And I actually think they get back to it right now. I think defensively they can get it going. It's going to be rough because Khalil Tate's he's healthy now.
Yeah.
You know, the Heisman, Heisman quarterback from earlier. He's been hurt this whole year. But it's their defense that doesn't do well. And Minshew's, if they give him time, it's just kind of hard to stop that team offensively. So if they're going to get in a shootout, I'm going to bet more Washington State gets more stops on defense at home and then kind of, scores a couple touchdowns to keep them ahead and cover that spread. I think Washington State should cover that at home pretty easy.
So a good public game to close the night then.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be on it too.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet Arizona, I think, at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
backwards.
Wait till it gets up
flip.
A little bit.
It might be a flip.
Yeah.
I just said I like both sides. So.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm okay. Right.
Yeah, cutting edge stuff, folks.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
All right. We got the blowouts. So we got a few to go through. You could pick like two, I guess,
sure.
Of these that you really like. Number 14, Penn State laying 28 at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas at number 21, Mississippi State laying 21.5. Number 23, Utah State laying 28.5 at Colorado State. Kansas at number 6, Oklahoma laying 34.5. Indiana at number 4, Michigan laying 28.5. UMass at number 5, Georgia laying 41.5. Oregon State at number 18, Washington laying 32.5. Duke at number 2, Clemson laying 28. And Rice at number 7, LSU laying 42. And there's even a couple that they're playing one AA teams or FCS, if you like the new term.
Yeah.
That aren't even on here that are huge favorites as well. So,
yep.
Yeah, kind of an ugly week for college football's top 25, but
I wouldn't,
feel free.
Yeah, no, I'll take a stab at a couple favorites that I'm just kind of fading the other teams, but Colorado State defensively just has not been good all year. And offensively, they've just been kind of not themselves. Mike Bobo's usually a better offensive guy, and I just don't think he has the pieces that he had in his last couple years. So I think Utah State with Jordan Love at the helm, he had 6 touchdowns last week. He is going to try to recreate some more. I think Utah State's just been offensively, it's just, they've been a juggernaut, and they're going to play Boise State here soon. I think there's just no stopping them. They should get over and win by 5 touchdowns. Nice. I pray. And Rutgers is not good. So I've never been a fan of Penn State ever. But Rutgers is not good.
Right.
So yeah, let's just go Penn State on that that small handicapping analysis. But one that we're gonna talk about is Duke. Obviously, we fade them as a favorite. We take them as a dog. I know they're playing Clemson. Everyone's betting Clemson.
Right.
Watch for Daniel Jones and Cutcliffe to get the most out of their offensive game and keep it within 4 touchdowns. So
very nice.
I think those three I'll probably take a jump out on.
Right on.
Right now, yeah.
All right, now we're to the marquee. The marquee 3 games.
Damn it.
First up, we're going to do number 24, Cincinnati at number 11, Central Florida, -7, -15. What are your thoughts on that one, Mo?
I think I've talked to Casey about it, and one of my rules, I probably said it on here a couple times, is I don't bet against UCF.
Right.
And I'm going to make an exception, though. I'm going to pick Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I think they have a chance to win. You know, Milton is talking now about going on about how they're better than Notre Dame now. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, no.
He came out today talking about it. I don't know who questioned him or anything. It's just some stuff that you see on social media, but
sure.
It's hard to really take something out of context when a guy says, you can't tell me Notre Dame's, you know, better than us. And it's pretty straightforward.
Right.
So, for me, he's going to have to back it up, and I know he can because they've won 20 in a row, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati's only lost one game, which they shouldn't have lost to Temple in incredible fashion. For me, I just think defense is real here, and Cincinnati can get it going offensively. And I think it'll start on the ground where they can kind of take air out of UCF's offense with Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Not really too turnover prone, and Fickell's getting the most out of that team anyway. Regardless, that's the head coach they got from Ohio State. That coach is Cincy now. Luke Fickell, I think, is his name. So for me, it's going to be a tall task. They're in the same division in the American, fighting for a chance to get the crown there, and you know why not in Fickell's. Fickell's big year this year to take off UCF, like I think a lot of us kind of want, personally. I keep saying it every week. They're going to lose.
I love how much it annoys everyone. I think it's fantastic.
I hate them, man. I know it. They know it. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati +7. You know, if they win, I'm not going to be surprised. But if they lose, I'm not going to be surprised. So, also on the both sides of that.
I want them to keep rolling just so I can buy Lindemann a back-to-back national titles t-shirt.
I'm going to get him a hat.
Sweet. Hat.
Yeah, the package deal.
Nice. All right, up next, number 16, Iowa State, and number 15, Texas. Texas laying 2.5, -15 here at Caesars.
Yep.
I don't know, kind of an interesting matchup here.
Huge, yeah. Texas is, they're fighting for all their, as far as wins over Oklahoma, loses a tough one to West Virginia. It's just kind of been back and forth to Texas, but come off a great win against Texas Tech, hard-fought win. Herman's getting all that stuff from Zach Smith. He's calling him a cheater, calling him a liar. Told him he stole G2s from from someplace. He was stealing G2s and doing drugs, man. It's Zach Smith is out of control. Have you been? Dang. Have you seen that stuff?
A little bit, yeah. A little bits and pieces of it.
Loose cannon.
Yeah.
Wild. But anyway, Herman's not going to be worried about all that. But like I said, every week when we talk about Iowa State, I talk about Matt Campbell and how I think he's going to be a great coach on the next level. Obviously he's in the Power 5 now, but I think he's going to get a better job, and he's kind of working at it right now. Everyone's talking about Jeff Brohm, a few of these other guys that have mid-tier Power 5 jobs, but this guy I think is doing a great job with the team he's got. We don't know if Montgomery's playing, who's Iowa State's star running back, and Lindy kind of pointed me out to that, but I still like Iowa State. I think offensively somehow they can get it going. They got that Hakeem Butler cat who can't really be stopped, and Texas defense seems like they kind of streaky at times. Give me Iowa State in an over game here. I'll take some Iowa State if I can. I'm just basing it off of Matt Campbell, and that's really it. So it's not really much going on there. I just like Iowa State. These are all personal, so I don't like Texas, man.
Understood.
Yep.
All right, number 12, last one up. Number 12, Syracuse, and number 3, Notre Dame. Notre Dame laying 9.5. Tons of people are talking about this one. Tons of plays.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I was talking to Patrick, and I kind of had an analogy or I just kind of compared it to when the Packers played the Rams earlier, and that was a public dog, and, you know, it was basically the side until Gurley, you know, kneeled. Yeah. Wasn't the side until he kneeled.
Right.
And I just think this is another one of them. You know, I think Notre Dame's been playing this good, but I think Dino Babers, I think his team on defense has just been playing not as good, but up to par, and I think they'll be ready in a setting like at a, or is that the Yankee Stadium? It's not the Pinstripe Bowl. It's like a, I forgot what the rivalry was called. I feel like Notre Dame has rivals with everyone. Like, do the, I don't think, does anybody like Notre Dame if you're not a Notre Dame fan? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
really
probably,
big.
That's probably fair.
Yeah. So, anyway, between what Dungy and Syracuse has done, 8-2 record right now in the ACC. I think they're the best team that's not Clemson. So that's kind of saying a lot for the ACC. Stinks.
Right.
Brutal, man. Nothing against Miami. But Notre Dame gets Ian Book back. They're still going to be great on offense with them, just like how they did with Wimbush. Coached well. Pretty decent defense. A lot of people like over. Some of our guys like over. I can't see how it doesn't go over. But if that's the case, I think Syracuse sticks with them and stays within the 9.5-10 points. So.
All right, anything off the board here that you want to discuss before we move on to the NFL?
Not much. I think we kind of touched on most of the stuff. I think the Duke one was one that I wanted to bring up quite a bit. And then, yeah, Nebraska, if anyone, you know, we got some sharp information for what we think is sharp on Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to point out the kid, Adrian Martinez, who I faithfully bet to win the Heisman. You start 0-6, you're not winning much.
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to win any trophies going 0-6. But for what he's done now, because everyone's kind of off Nebraska, watch how he plays against this Michigan State defense, because I think in the future, I'm going to amp him up.
So he's
anyway.
A guy next year that you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, for sure. Nice. I thought he, I'd seen him come in. He got snatched away from two different teams before Scott Frost got him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of the Mariota, McKenzie Milton, the guys that he's coached through his 10 years mm-hmm. in college. So, if with the right offensive weapons, this kid could be great. So I think against a team like Michigan State who can't score at all, watch for Nebraska to take over here.
All right.
Blast! Oh, man.
Phenomenal. All right, everyone. Well, it's time to move on to the pros. So we'll just jump right in. First up, we got Carolina at Detroit. Carolina, 4.5-point favorite here. On my estimation, I feel like this is the time of the year where the lines are going to get really good. I didn't see a whole lot of discrepancy between the numbers that I made and the numbers that the world essentially made. I think if I was going to bet this game, I'd be looking to bet Carolina. I just think they're a much better team than Detroit. I don't think they're really going to feel like this is much of a road game. I think if they lose, they'll have beaten themselves and just not showing up kind of a thing. I don't think Detroit's really better than them or really can even stay within four.
When's the last time Detroit won? I feel like they're on an 0-3
yeah,
game losing
streak.
Yeah,
a while, right? Yeah. I'd have to honestly look it up. I'm not real sure. But I know they've been struggling. Definitely been the case. What are your thoughts? Do you think that they have any chance in this one? Or?
I guess Patricia had him practice in the snow. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
I don't think Darius Slay liked that stuff. And I'm a fan of Darius Slay too, man. So Carolina obviously gets embarrassed on last Thursday by the Steelers. Rightfully so. I mean, it's not embarrassing. You know, it's the Steelers. They're pretty good. So, I don't know. Like, is football going to take over for Detroit? Like, are they going to have some type of chance here? Defensively, are they that good? If Carolina gets out on them, I don't see how Detroit can come back. I think it's Carolina's secondary is kind of brutal. I would take Carolina, personally. Not really too much thought into it. Detroit just hasn't been too good as of late.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not real crazy about the whole board really this week. I mean, this might be a game that I might consider taking, but we'll see when we get there.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Dallas at Atlanta. Dallas coming off the huge win last week at Philadelphia. Atlanta looked horrendous against Cleveland. I don't know what happened. The offense had been humming and just absolutely fell flat in that game.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3.5 here, Atlanta, even. There's some 3-20s, 3.5 flats out there. Man, I don't know what to think about this game. Dallas is still coached by Jason Garrett, so they're always a wild card for me. They're a tough team to bet on, but I also think they're a tough team to bet against because I actually think talent-wise they might have more than Atlanta. Even when you're staring across like one of the worst defenses in the league, you're still on the road, and the play calling on offense gets very questionable for me. So I'm totally staying away from this one.
Yeah. It's just like I feel like as far as like spots that we usually bet on, you know, Dallas looks good in spots like that against the Jags earlier this year, and you know, just a few spots. But you know, Atlanta had a rough time. That was on the road, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're coming back. I mean, 3.5. It's a pretty short number in my opinion. Key number nonetheless. But I think Atlanta offensively should get it going again. You know, it seemed like the Eagles had some chances. It seems like Dallas' secondary is not even that bad, but I think Matt Ryan will get back to it. The running game should be good enough to win, I think, by 10 points in this one. But like 31-21 seems like a score that I can see possibly.
So you like Atlanta?
Yeah.
You
think I think slow. Atlanta back at home should be fine here, early game.
All right, give me Dallas then.
Wrap. No, it's done.
No, I'm kidding.
It's already said.
No, I'm sure Dallas, after a giant win, will probably lay an egg on the road. That's kind of their style. Pretty much they love to be 8-8 every year. All right, next up, there's no line in this one. Cincinnati at Baltimore, hot mess. No one has any idea what's going on with Joe Flacco. You know, there is a 4 out there.
Is he having surgery? I don't understand.
He's got like some hip issue, and I think they're having trouble like figuring out like how bad it is and if he can play on it. And I don't know if it's a pain thing or what exactly is going on. It's been kind of a slow news cycle on what's happening with him. So I've even seen speculation of Lamar Jackson's not starting, and they might start Robert Griffin III. So, I mean, that's part of the reason the numbers just all, you know, just not showing up. Games like that, I couldn't really recommend anything to you guys without actually seeing a number.
Is AJ Green out?
I think, I feel like he is, but that's another guy that's kind of, they're not sure. I think he had like a minor surgery on his foot. They need to see how it responds to the first surgery before they know if he's out for the year.
If he doesn't play, they're not going to win. That's for sure. That's for sure, dog. I'm telling you.
Well, that's probably true, really. But it just says he's doubtful. I guess he's not technically out, but
there's no way.
I don't know. We'll see on that. But there's just so much injury stuff going on. Just leave it alone. If you see something crazy, like if Cincinnati's catching a touchdown or something dumb like that, probably go there. Baltimore's laying less than 3. They're probably good with the way their defense is played, especially at home. I don't know. I'd just stay away from that one if you can. All right, next up, we'll go to the flexed Sunday night game.
You like this game?
Minnesota at Chicago. I'm still holding back, so go ahead.
I've been a believer in Chicago since week one demise, and right now I've spoke highly on the offense, and it's coming into fruition. I think they lead the league from what I've heard in passes downfield. Yeah, or completed passes downfield. Wow. Something incredible. But
that's crazy.
You got Allen Robinson, you got Anthony Miller. I mean, you got a lot of guys that can stretch the field. Trey Burton. And then, like I said, finally they're using Tariq Cohen, and it's paying dividends. So, I like – man, it's, you know, Chicago's a big defensive city, which is fine. You know, I'm okay with that, which they play good defense. But it's the offense that's what's going to keep it going. And we were talking about, they play a short week. They play the early game on Thanksgiving against Detroit on Thursday.
Right.
So it just seems like they might try to get the most out of a big game like this against a team that's at the top of the division with them. Try to get a win here and then take it easy going into Thursday. I like Chicago to win by a touchdown here.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
I think I picked all favorites. I'm going to pick all favorites. My dad style.
Oh, nice.
Word to my dad.
Shout out to dad.
Yeah, pops, yeah.
Moving on, we got Philadelphia at New Orleans, a 1:25 start time here on the Pacific Rim. We got -7.5, the Saints. Tough to bet against them right now. Philadelphia, I mean, I feel like this is kind of like a last stand game. They might give enough of an effort to cover this spread, possibly. They played terrible last week, which I kind of speculated that they might. The good news is they're not out of that division race, so there's time. But they really got to right the ship soon, especially on offense. Look for Golden Tate to possibly break out a little more of this game. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not crazy about it. I think the number's right. 7.5 sounds right. I don't necessarily see value in taking Philly at that number, and I don't see value in laying the points with the Saints either. So yeah. It's not a big game for them, so it might be a dead spot, so to say.
I think Saints are going to get out early. I don't know if they're going to cover that number late, though. But first half value in Saints, who I know everyone's going to bet.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're seeing fives out there already. Yeah.
It's coming in. But yeah. It just seems like you're right. Offensively, the Eagles are having some troubles. I think the Saints are playing better defensively than most teams right now in the NFL, if defense matters or if anyone's playing it.
That's a debate we need to have at some point.
For sure. But I've already watched the Saints play great teams offensively, bad teams offensively, teams that, you know, early in games, Redskins, Bengals, obviously, Rams, who are one of the best. And, you know, they just get out on most of the teams. The only time that they had trouble was obviously against the Ravens. That's a road game. You know, Ravens are pretty good. But here against a team that's struggling as of now, but I think we'll pick it up later in the second half. I think Saints early should be fine here. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of taking a chance on my guy Breeze.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, back to the 10 a.m. slate. We got Tennessee at Indianapolis. Indianapolis -2. Huge game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to, these two teams trying to keep pace with Houston, who just can't lose.
Unbelievable.
Which is unreal.
Yeah.
They're not good.
How?
One of these two teams, I think, will end up with the division crown. That's going to be my little prediction here. I think Tennessee's a much more balanced team right now than Indy. Because they have that better defense, but they've been shakier on offense, whereas the Colts have been kind of on fire on offense and been a little shaky on defense. But they've started to right the ship defensively the way that the Titans have started to right the ship offensively.
Mm.
So it's an intriguing game. I think it's going to be an actually very entertaining game.
I think so, too.
I think if I was going to bet anything here, I'd actually bet the over.
Sure. Yeah. I think Andrew Luck against Tennessee, we haven't seen him play him in a while, but I think he's had pretty, he's been pretty good in most of his games against Tennessee, and somehow that's how some quarterbacks are with some teams through the years. So, Tennessee comes off with two big wins. Obviously, they beat the Pats. Now they're on the road in a division game. I just think it's something that a lot of people are going to get on because of what they've seen and not what they know. And I think Indianapolis is way better than what most people think, and they're going to show it there in that game. And I absolutely think you're right. Out of that 10 a.m. slot of games, I think that might be the most entertaining one.
Yeah.
So I think the Colts are going to get out. I think they're going to win the game. I think they're going to cover that number two. So.
All right.
I actually like that, too. And, you know, I think we already have the same mindset about, obviously, the Redskins and the Texans being in the lead in their divisions.
Which we might as well just segue into that. That's the next game.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Just go right into it.
Houston at Washington. Houston's laying 3 -05.
Yep.
What's the point?
Oh, go ahead. Man. So, once again, we're so crazy, dog. Bro, that is out of control. They're both coming off byes, right?
No. Washington played last week. They gave up 500 yards to the Bucs and won.
Of course they did. I don't know. It's a toss-up. Can I pass?
Yeah, you can.
I'm
going to
pass. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I kind of thought the Washington line might have been a little high, but then that was when I looked back at the Tampa game and realized how many yards of offense they gave up. You can't figure out Washington. They're one of those teams where record's better than I think they are, which is funny because they're playing a team whose record is probably better than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for me, it's a toss-out game. I want no part of it. Probably my least favorite game on the board out of the whole thing.
I can't wait to see the final.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
16-10. Yeah. Somebody.
Anyone. Anybody.
All
right. I hope it's a tie.
Oh, man. Another one?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be
wild.
Fine. I'd be all right with that.
Tampa Bay at the Giants, two teams with some offensive struggles
issues
in the first half, and then they light it up in the second half, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man. Another hot mess game. Two teams that are pretty much out. The Giants still have an actual shot to win that division, which is hilarious because of how bad the NFC East has been this year.
Odell said they just have to win the rest of the game. That's
it. That was incredible.
Simple.
That's a great statement.
All you got to do is win the rest of the game.
All we got to do is win them all.
Just win them. That's it.
Hey, that's it.
The hell? What's the problem?
But best of luck if you want to back either team here. I think if I had to bet anything, I'd also go over here. I think those quarterbacks will just make it happen if they can get out a little bit. I think if anybody gets any kind of a lead, I think that it'll just turn into a little bit of a shootout.
I'm on the Giants just because of what Odell said. Just win them all.
Okay.
It's easy.
Yeah, I like
it. I want to see how easy it is.
Oh, yeah.
beat the Bucks and the Niners, and then, you know, let's see.
Yeah,
you got absolutely. One against the Niners, you know, so let's take, you know, I just want to see how it goes. You know, I Fitzpatrick should be out there gunning. Over seems definitely good, but I just want to see if the Giants can, like, sustain some type of run here. I can laugh at it.
Back to the 1 o'clock, Denver at the L.A. Chargers. Chargers laying 7.
Mm-hmm.
Number feels good to me.
I think so, too.
I don't think Denver is anything special this year. I feel like they already feel like they've lost the season. A couple wins kind of got away from them. Chargers have been rolling, man. They look good. I don't think that they should be higher than this. I think if you see 7.5, now there's a little bit of value with Denver. 6.5, I mean, I would probably think the Chargers, but again, the number's right. So when the number's good, you just kind of try to find something else. So for me, it's a pass at 7.
What's his name? The coach for the Broncos. I can't even think of
it. Oh, Vance Joseph?
Oh, yeah, VJ.
Look at him. He's having the time of his life.
Dude, VJ, oh, my God. I guess he's the king at not winning games on the road from what I've seen.
Yeah, the Houston
the
game was brutal, man.
I mean, he's
that's
horrible.
The one. That was at home, man. That one hurt.
But he, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I mean, you got to be coaching for pride, man. You know, you're on the back end of things. You're in a lot of the games that you lost.
He'll be coaching for his job, too. I mean,
agreed.
He might be getting fired with how they've turned out this year.
I want to just go out on a limb and say, like, the Chargers are playing fantastic right now.
Right.
And albeit, like, I think Bosa is back, too, from what I heard against Denver.
I don't think
is
he's
that right?
back yet. No, I don't think so.
Or maybe he's back against
the... He's back soon, though.
No, I think it's in his matchup against the Chiefs, then. From what I've heard, he's
going
to get him back against the Chiefs. But, like, I would – it just seems like –
Oh, he's questionable. He might play.
Right now, for me, it's a stretch. I think they can hang early in the game. So I think maybe getting 4.5 or 5 might be good here. And I think the line's going to be up anyway. You know, people are going to bet Chargers no matter what.
Right.
But I think Denver might stick with them early. I think they can actually, get a score here. The Chargers' defense is real streaky, especially that secondary.
Yeah.
The front four is obviously the bread and butter.
Sure.
You know, that's what's causing most of the disruption. But, if Denver can get down the field, maybe get a score, get some points there, I think they can cover early. It's just between coaching and how bad, you know, the luck of the team has so far, they just haven't been able to get it done late. So I think Denver early might be a good play in a division matchup as of this one.
Right.
Yeah. So.
All right, the last 1 o'clock game, Oakland at Arizona. Arizona currently laying 5.5.
I thought the Giants-Bucks game was the worst one. I didn't even
and
see
then
that.
This one
yeah, this one
up.
Came out of nowhere, dog.
Yeah. Crazy enough, man, I actually like the Raiders. I really want 6, if possible. I think it will get there. For whatever reason, people are just punching this Arizona team like the game's over. I've been on this cast saying that I think the Raiders have quit. But when that starts becoming a big thing in the media, I think at some point they just want to win one game. And I feel like for Oakland, this might be the game they can win with the style of play. I think that they'll have a little bit of trouble defensively like they have every week, but I think the Oakland offense comes to play a little bit in this game, and I could actually see them even sneaking out a win here. So
I don't like Rosen, and I've already said on my teams that I'll never lose again. It'd be Cardinals, but only when they play the Niners.
Right.
So, and right now, it's all going Oakland. And I said never Oakland again.
Yeah, yeah.
But also no Cardinals. So, yeah, it's really
so
hard
it's
to bet.
So it's contradiction.
Yeah. So
0-0 final.
I can't really say who's going to win, but I don't like Rosen.
All right, fair.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, 10 a.m. game. Got flexed out of the 5 o'clock spot Sunday night because of how bad one of these teams has been. The big disappointment. Pittsburgh laying 5.5 at Jacksonville. I got to throw this one right to you because there was a little phrase that went around that came from a certain Jacksonville player.
How long ago was this?
It was the summer.
Going into the league.
And Mo flipped out on the line. Like he was tripping, like, immediately when he heard it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he also, like, obviously he had
Jalen Ramsey, for the record.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey, when he was popping off at the mouth.
Which, all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah. I have no problem with him doing whatever he wants. That's fine. He's one of the best in the game. You know, that's cool. You know, shaking things up. Hated Sherman for it, but for good reason. Oh, the Crabtree thing, man. It's like, give me a break, dude. Just go, man. Things I can't say now. But, yeah, so he's going on about quarterbacks, Eli not being good, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, possible MVP or something like that. Right. I mean, I can go on about that.
Are
you kidding me?
That's what I'm talking about. I want the one statement.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a terrible intro into it. But, when they asked him about Roethlisberger, and they had a couple successful games against him the year prior, knocking him out. But he called Ben Roethlisberger decent at best.
Right.
And I remember, I don't know if I texted anyone, but I came into work and I said, did anybody hear what he said about Roethlisberger? Dog, felt the craziest thing I ever heard. Like, obviously they have two successful games against him. And he torched him in the playoffs. Like,
yeah, just, I mean, it was that last pass. Ball kind of thing.
There was a fumble and a lot of stuff going on. But I was like, dude, this dude's he's unreal. So, you know, I know that's probably bulletin board material, but they're past that. But I'll kick it to you because you're kind of going off onto, you know, how Pittsburgh's been playing already.
Yeah.
As of late.
Normally, you know, these are the kind of spots where I'm looking to bet against Pittsburgh because they always seem to be that team that plays down. But I think there's just some extra motivation from them having gotten knocked out of the playoffs. The public is all over the Steelers, but, I mean, they don't lose every game on the week. And if we go back to 2 weeks ago, then, as you see, they can win.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
Yep.
So I think Pittsburgh wins this game handedly. I just think Big Ben will be inspired to really torch this defense based on the comments that Jalen Ramsey made, just to kind of show him I'm a little bit better than decent.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I think there's still some fives out there.
I hope he throws for 600 yards. I just hope he just crushes.
Dude, crazy. But yeah, I just think this is a bad matchup for Jacksonville. They know their season's done and Pittsburgh's rolling. Just feels like a good spot for Pittsburgh. I think they should have probably been. I don't necessarily think the line's bad, but I just think there's that extra motivation, that emotional factor that is in favor of the Steelers. So,
they're off of the Le'Veon Bell thing too. So that's
cleared up. He's not coming back. So yeah. I think they're all focused on the playoffs and trying to lock up this thing. And
man, they're gonna hammer, dog. I think so too, man. That line's gonna go up. I think. I'm assuming it's gonna go up.
I think so.
Towards game time. So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just a lot of the stuff, and then obviously the back end of what Jacksonville hasn't accomplished. And then I remember we were at the bar and we were talking about, you know, how offensively they were somehow decent, you know, 2 years, 3 years ago. Coming into last year, which they weren't that offensively good. They were just at the defense.
Yeah.
And now they're not good either on either side.
Right.
So it's like, you know, maybe it's the locker room. Maybe, I mean, obviously the Marone might have an issue with some stuff. But it's just too late in the season to be playing like this, especially if you're going to play a juggernaut like the Steelers.
Yeah, agreed.
That's what I think.
I think it's, you know, as we have mentioned too, you're to the point in the NFL season where we know pretty much who the really good teams are and who the good and who isn't.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Jacksonville is in that middle pack. Pittsburgh is playing elite football. Mm-hmm. I think they get it done. Lastly, the Monday night game got moved from Mexico City. Kansas City at the LA Rams. Absolute awesome game. Can't wait to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sticking.
You're going to be at work?
Not betting against Patrick Mahomes.
You're going to be at work at gaming today?
No, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here with you.
What?
Yeah, man.
You're going to be here?
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
All right, we're here. We're in there. I thought you were gone, dog.
Oh,
No, we got the long. We got
the
stretch.
We got the long schedule going. Yeah, okay. Yeah, college basketball again, ruining lives, just like I said earlier. Anyway, the total 63.5. It's insane, man. Like, I mean, I don't know what to do with this game. If anything, I would maybe take a shot on under first half just to see where they go with it. I could kind of see one team getting out a little bit and then having that 21-10 score, 17-14, and you win by the hook.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
So,
what do you think? To anything that could look like how the Saints and Rams looked, I mean, they kind of got similar. Well, Rams are obviously playing, but KC's got a similar offense, kind of run and shoot, exotic formations, you know, to get players out of place. When is Aqib Talib come back anyway? Is he ever coming back?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure. I think that's a huge thing, and I was talking about that with somebody the other day about how they need that guy back. And
yeah, they need someone to come to cushion on Peters. Peters is getting tired, and
yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just obviously he shouldn't be getting beat like how he has been, but
Week 13 they expect him back.
Okay,
is what they're looking at. So Thanksgiving, so we're super close.
Like, it's, you know, no one ever wants to bet under.
Especially in a game like this.
Of course, yeah. And, you know, like, we already watched Saints. Yeah, yeah, and they're going to be on the turf. It's going to be – the lights are going to be bright, and everyone's going to be watching. It's going to be a show. For me, it seems like the Rams haven't been really – well, they haven't been getting to the number as of late. You know, a lot of people have been betting Rams. But I think they can win here by a touchdown.
I agree.
I honestly think at home, where KC's been great this whole year – but it's just because no one can match the firepower with KC. Right. And the only team that has beat them, that was the Patriots. You know, and they came to play that day. And at home, also. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are on the road, being on the road as well. So, for a team that, you know, hasn't been really getting to it and defensively had some troubles, I think they'll get some stops here. I think it'll be rocking at home. And I know they've been looking forward to it just as much as Kansas City has, but... give me a Gurley with a big game and the shut KC out to give them their second loss of the season.
All right. Did you just say shut them out?
No,
shut them out.
Yeah, shut them out to lose. Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
I'm like, damn, he's pulling a 24-0 game.
Oh, that would be ridiculous. Imagine.
Yeah, I know, right? We'd all be losing our minds.
I would be losing it. I'll be like, it can't be, dog. My mind is blown.
You get a hell of a price on the Chiefs to not score.
Oh, dude.
That'd be a huge, huge bet.
You don't have whatever that bookie's got or whatever, no matter what.
All right, well, it's time for the Money 3. Mo, you got yours prepared here. I can do the NFL here real quick if it helps you out.
Yeah, if you want to.
All right, cool. Well, I already kind of said you guys probably got at least two of mine already coming off the board here. Take Oakland, ideally getting 6 against Arizona. I think they could be live to win the game. I think it's the one game the rest of the way that they might throw a little pride in and play hard in a team that I think they can kind of hang with. Next up, I've got Pittsburgh laying 5 at Jacksonville. I just feel like this could be one of those gets away from them kind of a game. I could just totally see a Pittsburgh blowout here. And then lastly, let's go with the Indianapolis Colts -1.5. I just feel like the Tennessee's coming off 2 pretty nice wins at Dallas, the home win against the Patriots. Indianapolis kind of been sneaky under the radar the last couple weeks as far as how they've played as a team. I think the line's a little bit of a disrespect to them at the moment. But I did say I love Tennessee this year, so they're finally coming together, which is nice to see. So, but I think Indy gets there. I think they win this one by like 3 points, and you'll be happy to lay the 1.5. So that's nice. My Money 3. And Mo, what you got, my man?
I think we've already touched on one during our either or segment, and that was West Virginia from -5 to -6.5, 6.5 now. I think anything under 7 is good here. I think they should get out on them. I think they should have a great game. Only one time they've kind of slipped up, that was against Kansas. Oklahoma State obviously coming off that rough loss. West Virginia, look ahead game at home against Oklahoma. They should be ready, get ready for it here. They should win the game by double digits, in my opinion.
Nice. So
that's West Virginia. Marshall, oh man, who's the 27-point favorite, open 24 against UTSA.
Mm-hmm.
I think UTSA's quarterback had a concussion last week, scored 7 total points against FIU. And that was at home, I'm remembering now. But UTSA, after having a decent season these last couple years, falling back, just don't know if the players are going to be too much into it. Got to go on the road. Who wants to go on the road if you don't care? Psychologically, I'm not even sure if that's even true about what I'm saying. I'm just watching it and saying, like, man, they could go out here, get beat by 35, not care. You know what
right,
I mean? So
yeah.
I'm hoping Marshall gets out early, you know, goes up 21-28 and just kind of just rolls to a blowout victory. Marshall's been pretty good all season, too, on defense, so I'll look out for that. And then, yeah, it's the one that I've been already going on for most weeks. When Duke is a favorite, we fade, and when they're a dog, we play. So Duke plays Clemson on the road. Actually, I think it's at home. No, I think it might be on the road. It's great that I'm giving that out on the big three. I don't even know if they're playing on the road.
They're
at
on the road.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like the numbers, it's 28.5, 29. You know, hopefully it gets to something ridiculous because people are going to bet Clemson. Duke's defense has been kind of on the decline because of a lot of injuries. But offensively, somehow they're getting it going. And in big games like this, they usually keep it close. You know, David Cutcliffe has a thing about not letting their players give up. So hopefully I pray that Clemson's not already up by 40 in the first half, which it won't matter because they can get blown out in the second half. But I think they have the offense enough, please God, to keep it within four scores. So Duke, Marshall, and West Virginia are my money three plays for this week.
Beautiful, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. And we have a bunch of, if you've been struggling at all with iTunes, we got some people working on that. But we do have tons of other ways you can listen. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. You know, go check our website, at Anchor. And there's tons of links to all the different places you can go. Also, of course, GamingToday.com will always post it for you. And the links should be up there as well. So with that being said, I'm going to check out for the night. Thanks, Mo, as always.
Yeah, my man, always. Always a pleasure.
And we will see you guys next week. Good luck.